Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I mean, I grew up being a historian of all sports and understanding, you know, that I don't have the number like planted in my head, the actual real number. I know it's 38 something, but I know it's been Kareem in my whole life. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
LeBron James is 36 points away from passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to be the all-time scoring leader in NBA history. The game is on national television tonight on TNT.
In L.A., so that's what, an 8 o'clock local start?
9 o'clock local.
Oh, boy.
Late game. If he doesn't get it tonight, he will almost assuredly get it at another 9 o'clock local start in a TNT game against the Bucks. Which is a pretty cool amount of symmetry. Kareem obviously started his career with the Bucks, finished with the Lakers, and Giannis, the best player in the NBA, would be his opponent. Somewhat of a torch passing type of moment potentially if he does it against the Bucks. The storylines are obviously great there, but he's...
Who are they playing again tonight?
Oklahoma City. So he easily could have a huge game.
He'll check out with 34.
See, I don't know. I feel like doing it in the fourth quarter of a nationally televised game when you're having a massive game is a pretty cool way to go and get it. And
yeah, who knows?
We had CNN on as one of the stations here in the studio, and they had a report of someone at the game. Like, yeah. They're like checking in on it. Like, it's a big national story.
Yeah, I looked up and I was like, that's a basketball floor. What's going on again? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
But isn't that like a weird feeling? Like, oh yeah, that's right. Are you surprised that it's not a bigger deal to you or to the sports landscape? Should it be bigger that a record that's been held for longer than I've been alive by Kareem is being passed by LeBron James, who is still one of the 10 best players in the NBA?
Yeah, it probably should be bigger. I think it definitely should be bigger. But
which is weird because people always talk about how oversaturated they are with LeBron stuff, you know, and oh my God, he's everywhere in the media and ESPN. It's a LeBron network. And then maybe because it's Super Bowl week?
Maybe just because there's been so much LeBron that, you know.
This is how, like, somehow going under the radar.
Yeah, like it's just like, oh yeah, there's more LeBron. I don't know. I don't know. I think it's amazing. There's also, it doesn't, it is passing Kareem, but we talked a little bit about this the other day. It's not like a specifically iconic number, that kind of thing. And it's just, who knows exactly when it's going to happen, sort of random in the flow of a basketball game. I don't know. None of these feel like good reasons for it not to be bigger as I'm saying them out loud.
A texter says, folks don't care that much about LeBron passing Kareem. Counting stats aren't glorified in the NBA like they are in baseball. It's an achievement of longevity more than anything, and that's just not a sexy achievement. I mean, it's the most points.
Yeah.
And
he's right. The counting stats are not glorified.
That part is definitely true.
100%
And it's in like 150 less games, right?
LeBron, is it that many?
Yeah, LeBron has played 150 less.
Which is what makes it more impressive.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because I was looking it up, because it isn't just a volume thing. LeBron is the fifth all-time leading points per game scorer in NBA history. Kareem averaged 24.6 points per game. LeBron averages 27.2. So he is a more prolific scorer on a per-game basis, Shane, to your point.
Will this get him to finally shut the hell up?
I don't think so.
Why do you want him to shut the hell up?
I'm tired of him. I'm absolutely tired of his incessant bitching and moaning about everything.
Yeah.
Like to the point Tanny made in our group text the other day, the same guy who has that meme from his Instagram story of him standing in his pool with his hand on his forehead with the text, "I can't believe this is my life," is pissed that he can't go to Starbucks like a regular person.
See, because he said that. He said, sometimes it wasn't even angry. It was just kind of human.
It was whiny.
Man. That's fodder for the old Thursdays at 5 right there. That's the first thing I thought of. Yeah. Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
You well, know? You remember.
Who are you crapping?
He said that directly. I forget. A decade ago. After a playoff series, in the middle of a playoff series, he was asked about...
He was asked about his haters.
Asked about his haters, and he said, "I just know that at the end of the day, they're going to go back to their lives, whatever they do.
And I get to go back to mine."
And I get to go back to mine. He said it out loud, which was a horrendous decision to say that out loud.
I don't know, man. It's true. I found that to be a human, honest moment. How many times do we think about it, man? With like people who come at us on Twitter or the text line, and then you like check out the guy's profile or whatever, and you're like, "Oh, why am I giving you real estate in my head?" And that's us. Imagine him. I thought that was you were at the start of the show today. Looked at a text that came in that was weird, and you went back to the beginning of like the back and forth that the texter was having with the midday show, and like the first text that guy sent was completely ridiculous. I won't even mention it on the air, but you're like, "Oh, yeah."
Well, that explains person, to not worry about the
that
logic.
Explains
of that
explains to not
person.
Worry about. I'm not going to bother with this
right,
person.
But that wasn't that thought for me was not public until now.
I understand that, but I'm saying it's human.
Yeah.
It's honest.
Well, the price
it's an honest moment.
That's true. But the price of that is that you're not going to get that is that you're going to lose some people. As long as you're okay with that.
Everybody loses people.
That's true.
Everybody loses people.
And how about the maybe it's me tweet? When they didn't get Kyrie or anything. When LeBron tweeted maybe it's me. Nobody wants to come here.
Yeah. He's
like an emotional teenage girl. Just, dude, take my advice and tell these people you're sleeping with their mother.
Yeah, right, because you never get hot and bothered on the internet. Like, it's coming from you, someone who, like, gets in his feelings on the internet.
No, I don't get my... Yeah, whatever.
I don't know. I don't...
This guy has been in the spotlight for 20-plus years.
That's
has basically what? No scandal... And is the fourth all-time leading assist guy,
yes!
Ninth all-time in steals, number one
yes!
in points, four MVPs, four rings, four finals MVPs. It's fairly remarkable. And he's going to play long enough to maybe pull his kid into the NBA and play with his son
in the
league.
It is remarkable. It's like Bryce Harper's in the middle of a career that might mirror that. I mean, the fact that he hit the home run and got the Phillies to the World Series after being on the cover of SI in high school himself, like that kind of thing is just crazy.
I saw this stat. I'd never seen this stat on LeBron. So LeBron has averaged at least 25 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. All right? 25, 6, and 6 as a minimum in 19 of his 20 seasons. Second place for most 25, 6, and 6 seasons, Oscar Robertson, who did it 9 times. Mm. Jordan did it 3. Luka's done it 4 out of 5 years.
And how many has LeBron done it?
19.
Incredible.
In terms of just like well-rounded
that's
basketball player. Think about that. 25, 6, and 6.
Right.
And because he averages way more than those for his averages. But just that benchmark. He's done it 19.
Uh-huh.
Oscar did it 14. Jordan only did it 3.
That's
no one's
thing.
Close.
The Jordan comparisons have never really been...
Different players.
Yeah, they've never really been appropriate as in terms of style. Early on, LeBron was part Karl Malone and part Magic Johnson. And then he added the three-point shot and the distance shooting through hard work and diligence. And then he's better than Magic as a scorer. But he still thinks like a passer. It is a It is a truly beautiful, maybe not beautiful because it's kind of, it's brutal and super physical and he goes through people. But the overall skill set and the all-around game is admirable. It's undeniably admirable from a basketball standpoint and a team standpoint.
A Lakers reporter for The Athletic said that a couple of games ago against the Pacers in his pregame workout, he noticed LeBron practicing the skyhook with his trainers. Would it hit you in the feels?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
As a historian and a basketball just like a sports romantic.
If he went for that,
if he tried to get the record with the skyhook, would that do something for you? I think it would be pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Doesn't sound like he's got a lot of admiration for Kareem, or at least a lot of likability for.
There's been some serious tension between the two. Tanya, you have the clip from this was a little while ago. This was earlier this season. I think it was the very beginning of the season.
Oh, that's right. Kareem wrote a thing criticizing
Kareem
him.
Criticized LeBron for him sharing a meme comparing COVID to the common flu. And this is what LeBron said about Kareem.
LeBron, with you having a chance to get the all-time scoring record this year, do you have any thoughts on Kareem? And also, if you have a relationship with him?
No. No thoughts. And no relationship.
No thoughts and no relationship. Kareem came out and apologized pretty profusely after that. I haven't seen anything, and maybe I missed it, if LeBron accepted the apology. But Kareem did say, he's like, I made a mistake. I could have been critical in a more private way on something like that. He's carried himself so well for so long. And,
that's right. I remember that.
Opened up we're sending an entire high school to college. LeBron's walked the walk and talked the talk. I should not have been so critical publicly.
Mm.
So I don't know how LeBron feels. But he said, as this is approaching, he said, I'm a historian. I know who has the record. I don't know the number. It's Kareem.
Yeah.
And he's talked about it being a big deal. So I don't know how icy their relationship is right now.
You know, he's going to pay, and he is paying in the court of public opinion, for a lot of things, whether it's recent stuff that angers Shane and the likes of Shane, or whether it is that comment about, you know, the people going back to their lives, or whether it is when he chose support. He left Cleveland and he went to Miami to go and play with his buddies and try to win there. And Lord knows I ripped the hell out of that thing. But the game itself is undeniably admirable and remarkable.
It's crazy to me how many people think he isn't likable.
Mm-hmm, a lot of people.
A ton of people.
Yeah, well, because that's what
I'm
saying.
And I guess that's just the polarizing thing that you can't please everybody.
Well, but people hold on to stuff. I mean, look, I held on. There was stuff in the beginning of the career, like I'm talking about. I was reading in the New York Times today, Harvey Araton, who was the columnist for the New York Times for a long time and was there at the beginning when LeBron showed up. And has been retired for a while, but he wrote about LeBron today. But he was talking about, Danny, how he remembers when LeBron was a rookie and turned around and showed him the Chosen One tattoo at the time that was on his back. Like, being anointed that and embracing it and surviving to become this is amazing. But he reminds me of this because of him being fourth place in assists. And Harvey writes that the achievement reminded me of what his youth coaches in Akron would tell me in telephone interviews. Never forget that LeBron's travel teams were not the standard group of regional stars trying to outdo one another in showcase tournaments. They were his neighborhood pals, best friends he enjoyed passing to. And that's why he turned out to be a hybrid of Jordan and Magic Johnson. So, and like, I love that image of the travel teams, because we know the travel teams. Man, you think of a travel team, maybe you think of Ayo Dosunmu and who's the guy? THT.
Horton Tucker.
Yeah. Taylor Horton Tucker fighting for supremacy.
Right.
Right. I score more. I run the team. That LeBron's travel teams were him being the undeniable superstar of the world and his buddies who he liked to pass to and tried to pass to, and that's still the way he plays.
Yeah. And he took it to an unbelievable level. Fourth in assists.
Yeah.
First in points.
It's insane.
That is a crazy athletic accomplishment. I'm going to watch. I'm gonna stay up and watch tonight and Thursday. I'm looking forward to seeing how it's handled and celebrated and in what fashion he does it. We'll answer some questions for one last thing next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.